Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Hands-On Podcast with Jim and Dan Miller. Today we got Jim behind the switcher. I'm sitting in Jim's seat. I feel like the boss now.
He should feel like the boss because yeah. I am the boss.
I got the old man sitting next to me, and we actually have Pat on Skype.
Sucking down beers.
Sucking down beers and food.
There's Pat. He's on the switcher now. Stop picking your nose.
Stop picking your nose. He switched you on, Pat.
I can't see
Stop
him.
Stop that.
Talk again, Pat.
I'm here. I'm in Chicago, and I am excited to podcast.
So we have there's my camera. This week we have UFC 207 out in Vegas, the end of the year card.
Pretty Which you're usually on.
Pretty yeah, I'm usually on. Pretty big card. Main event. Rousey Nunes.
You're a douche, too.
How am I a douche?
Why'd you put her first? You're just like everybody else. Even my boy Joe Rogan is on my side.
He is. But it's kind of...
No, it should be Nunes.
All right,
yeah.
Sorry.
Rousey.
Yeah, well...
the champ.
Right, the champ. Your training partner.
He was
you
just
worked
saying.
With her. You helped her on her striking. Yeah. Show her some respect.
I did what?
You helped her on her. She trained with you guys for a while.
Yeah, she trained with us for a little bit, but don't say that I helped her on her striking.
Well, probably not.
That's a false statement.
Yeah.
Sure you did. You were a huge punching bag.
We sparred a little bit.
You were a huge punching bag.
Yeah, we sparred a little bit. We trained a little bit. But, yeah, I wouldn't say I helped her on her striking. Co-main event. Cody Gambrant.
Garbrandt.
God damn it. Garbrandt.
Cody Rembrandt.
against Cruz. You see what I did? As I give the challenger,
Okay. Right. You say the challenger first. All right.
Yeah. So, okay. Dillashaw Lineker, Kim Safferdine, yeah. Smolka Borg. You know, those are all main event fights.
Hendricks Magny is going to be a good fight.
Yeah, on the prelims you have Hendricks Magny, Mike Pyle's fighting, Brendan Thatcher's fighting, and then there's only one fight pass early prelim, and that's Big Oliveira against. Means
is fighting again?
Yes, Means is fighting again. You need to give me a heads up before you talk.
Didn't he just fought a month ago now? Or am I making that up?
I think you're making that up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, since you're at the computer, how about you check it for us?
I'm not going to check it right
now.
No, I'm not going to check it right now. I'm a little overwhelmed at the moment because I'm Skyping on one computer, and then I'm also supposed to be looking at the Facebook on the same computer that we have the fights up on. So,
I'm on it, Jim.
You're on it? Okay. So in the main event, Amanda versus Ronda.
There you go.
Ronda actually had... like a media blackout leading up to it.
Yeah.
Technically not, though.
Pull that off.
Technically not. How do you should pull that off? It's kind of a stupid question. But she went on Ellen. She went on the Conan O'Brien show. So it's not like she completely shut herself out. But
well, she just shut herself out to the UFC and to the media for the UFC because they know that she knows they'll ask her the hard questions and stuff like that. What is Ellen going to ask her? Well, you're looking good today, Rhonda.
Well,
who did your hair?
Going to ask her to dance.
You know, I mean, she isn't going to ask her, so.
Probably ask her not to jump on the couch like Tom Cruise did.
Yeah, well, that wasn't. That was, he did that on.
Oprah. That was Oprah. Yeah.
Same thing.
All those talk
now
shows
both
are the same.
Gonna bash your ass.
All those Oprah, talk shows are
Oprah
the same.
Oprah and Ellen are going to be on your shit. You calling us the same
Listen,
thing?
Listen, there is not – none of those shows are any different than any of the other ones.
No.
Let's be perfectly honest. Okay? It's like when I watch The Young and the Restless and All Our Lives, they're pretty much the same show.
Not true.
No, they are. Dallas is the only one that's a little bit different. It was a little bit different. And it was all a dream. But she's represented by the new owners.
Yeah.
She's with WNG.
Yeah.
So it is.
Who is?
Rhonda.
Rhonda.
Rhonda. I
Rhonda,
didn't know that.
Yeah, Rhonda is represented by them. Give us your take on that, Pat. Because you're on the camera.
It seems like.
Huge
mistake. We're gonna eat some more pizza. That yes. seems like a conflict of interest to me. How's that even allowed? That's ridiculous.
I don't want to talk about it.
Why? Grow a set of
Mom's
nuts.
The word.
Talk
no.
about it.
It definitely is a conflict of
no.
interest.
No, don't grow a set of nuts. Have Dan talk about it.
You know, it's. I mean, holy shit, Conor McGregor. Got kicked off of a card,
right?
Because he didn't,
yeah,
didn't want to do,
right.
didn't want to do basically one,
right,
event, you know. So now Ronda's able to not. I mean, granted, it's like it was basically just some interviews in the lead up, and it was Ultimate Media Day,
yeah,
and I believe the open workout she didn't have to do either.
Right.
But it's still unprecedented. So, yeah, it is kind of weird.
It's giant bullshit.
It's giant bullshit. Giant bullshit.
Let him have it, Dad. Let him have it.
Yeah.
No radio sounds. I'm going to drink some beer.
Go.
Yeah, the question
well,
is.
Well, it is. I mean, why would you, I mean, and it's a huge mistake. Because a man is going to tear her up. So
that's what I'm
okay.
Saying.
We're going to have her be the face now, and we want her. I mean, that's what Joe Rogan was mad about. He was like, all the promos on the last card was just like,
yeah.
You didn't even mention her in a few of the promos, and it's just like you don't mention the champ's name. How disrespectful is that? It's just like, you know, I mean,
yeah,
that is it
and
is
it's,
pretty
but
crazy.
See, that's the thing. I mean,
but they
you
got
know,
you know they got called out on it. It's not like.
But see, how much is Dana running in here? The classless man.
Whoa, bro.
What do you mean, yo, bro? You don't think it was a little classless of him to call Cerrone out on the carpet just because he's in the on the board of the Fighters Association to publicly humiliate him? They're like, oh, I bailed this guy out. I gave him $100,000 of my own money to get him out because. He ran a boat into some people, and yeah, seriously? I mean, you're going to humiliate a guy because of what? Because he's on the Fighters Association, you don't like that? He's just a man with a bully pulpit, and he uses it. You know, I mean.
It wasn't, he didn't run a boat, he got into a fight with somebody.
Well, whatever.
But still, yes.
Still, to trash one of your fighters and say, oh, okay, I'm going to call you out and I'm going to embarrass you in public in front of everybody.
So why hadn't he embarrassed him? It was already out there. It was already public.
Really? Because he had to run to Dana, so he looks like, oh, okay, I got to run to Dana. I'm not a man and can handle this myself and step up. Let me go get Daddy Dana to bail me out. I mean, that's basically what Dana was saying. Yeah. <Well. laughs> And it's, you know, I mean, I just think it's crap.
Well, you let him have it, Dad. It's, I was on the damn. Sorry. I should have been over here on your camera angle. I had a mess up, and as I got up, I was still on the camera, and yeah, it sucks. But anyway,
it's not easy to keep changing those camera angles.
Every 6 seconds.
Really? Welcome to the big show.
Yeah. Yeah. Welcome to the technical difficulty, man.
Yep. So it is a little bit, you know. I mean, it's weird that she's allowed to do that. Well, but like from a, they gave the opportunity to Amanda to do basically the same thing that, you know, during fight week.
Yeah. No, I think she should have done the opposite.
So do I.
She should have just said, "I'm doing everything.
Absolutely.
Everybody interview me.
Absolutely.
I'll be out here and I'll be in front of you, and I will talk to the fans. I will do." You know, and she should have put on a blonde wing and came out and pretended she was wrong.
Okay, and
why?
Why? Oh, we've got a special guest on the podcast tonight. Hey, Finn, what's your take on the whole Ronda Rousey media blackout?
Hey, news is going to get her.
What do you think? You're on live, man.
What do you think's going to happen? Say, Amanda. What Finn was saying to me before was he wants to know what the UFC is going to do after Amanda dismantles Rousey. What do you think?
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah. He's asking a tough question.
I don't think they're going to have to do anything.
Yeah, they're not going to do anything.
Because I think that, you know, I'm confident that Amanda is going to beat her.
Yeah. They're making their money on this fight.
I think that,
and that's what they're working for. That's what they're promoting, this fight, and making the money on this fight.
I think that if and when Ronda loses, I think she's gonna she's gonna bolt. Ronda has left the building.
With a pillow over her face again.
Oh, stop it.
The landscape of that division has changed. Like when Ronda had her run, I felt like she was fighting girls that weren't that good. You know, she fought Miesha Tate a couple times. Not to take anything away from Tate, but like. I mean, look, Holly Holm has been doing it for a long time and shut her down, and I think Amanda's better than both of them. I think it's I think she had a good run, and she had a good time in history to have her run, and I don't think it's going on anymore.
She was definitely I think she definitely had the most impact out of anybody.
Well, yeah, she was great for women's MMA.
And
perfect for it, but
she was women's MMA.
Yeah, that's exactly true. You know, and she was. It's not like she created it all herself. I mean, she did it, and she had a lot of help with, you know, the big push from the UFC. But, you know, who knows? But, honestly, she loses, I don't think she's going to handle it well.
No, I don't think so.
To be perfectly blunt about it. Pretty good at being blunt. And the crazy thing is, too, is you've got the title fight at, you know, the women's, what are they, bantamweight? No. Right?
Yeah.
Bantamweight. And then you've got the men fighting the same night.
Yeah.
Cruz against Cody.
Jim, what's Cody's last name?
Garbrandt.
Nailed it.
You know... Dominic Cruz has done the most, like media for this fight out of all of them.
Yeah.
You know, I mean he's pushed it the most. You know, granted he is in the limelight a bit more because he is an analyst.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's that's another good fight. I mean, honestly, I think Cruz is going to beat him up, though.
I think so, too.
I think so, too. I mean, I think, you know, he just has to avoid. I mean, yeah, Garbrandt hits hard. I mean, guaranteed. I mean, he does have one-punch knockout, but it's sort of
a
one-dimensional fighter. That's what he does. That's what he looks for.
How about it, Pat?
I think Cody catches him. I think he comes in overconfident. He looks for the shot. Cody catches him and shuts him down in the second.
A second?
That's a bold.
The second.
The
bold
second.
Prediction.
The second.
Bold. Oh, that's a bold statement. Yep.
Three minutes.
Hear that, Dominic?
3 minutes and 34 seconds.
We've got another guest, Jack. Jack the rubber clavicle McGurn.
Rubber clavicle. You want to show people your clavicle injury? This is why I missed the first podcast.
Let's
see, where is it?
Go ahead. There. Show it moving.
That's clavicle.
Gross.
Whoa, look at that. That's the view right there. What do you have?
What do you got for us, Jack?
Jack, what do you got for the podcast?
Is your dad right? Is your dad right about Cruz getting stopped in the second? 2 minutes and 34 seconds?
3 minutes.
You think wrestling's going to make a difference? As a seasoned wrestler yourself?
Well, they're both good wrestlers.
Shruggies. You know, I honestly don't think...
Cruz is a better MMA wrestler.
The way that Cruz has looked coming back from all his injuries, he's looked pretty damn good.
Yeah.
You know, it sucks that he had those. You know, I mean, like, he was out for quite a while. And,
took a lot of prime fights away from
him. Yeah, definitely took a lot out of his, you know, out of his career and opportunities out of his career. My money's on Cruz to be.
Jack.
Yeah, I think. he's going to, I don't know whether he's going to finish him. But
Jack.
He's got too much high-level experience.
Yeah,
I think he does. Cody,
I think he puts him away.
Cody's a great fighter. He just doesn't have that experience against top guys. He fought some tough guys and some good guys, but nothing like Dominic.
He hasn't
fought
anybody in the top five.
No. Nobody like Dominic. I mean, Dominic's fought everybody.
Yeah.
And how hard do they go, though? You can't really say that. I mean, he's liable to have fought Ben Joseph a few times. How hard are they going in a
cage? It's not the same, Dad. It doesn't matter how intense it gets. It's still not the same. Yeah. It's never the same. You can never reproduce it in the room.
Comparing practice? We're talking about practice here?
Practice?
The fight night is not.
Fucking practice?
Yeah, can't do that. Yeah, you know, I mean, let me look at their records. He's got over double the fights that Garbrandt has. But did you see their like 5 minute long, cuss fest?
Yeah.
It was embarrassing.
It was embarrassing. You know, if I wanted to see guys insult each other, and I found that entertaining, I'd watch like rap battles and stuff like that. You know?
They didn't do it well. They just kept like, no, you look stupid. Yeah. No, you look stupid.
No, look at your tie. Look at your tie.
Yeah. Ridiculous.
It was funny. And poor John Anik. And cut to my camera, please. Dillashaw Lineker.
Well,
does Lineker make weight? Yeah, does Lineker make weight?
Does he make weight? I don't know. Hard to say, but I think Dillashaw beats him. Anyway.
Lineker's tough, man. He's really tough.
He is.
I don't know. I mean, it's not. Yeah. I just don't know if he's gonna make weight.
Yeah. Well, that doesn't. That doesn't necessarily matter, though, because they can still win. So, you know, Dillashaw has fought Cruz, right?
Yes.
That's who Cruz beat for the title.
And
get it back.
Dillashaw, the snake, leaving Alpha Male. That's like Pat. Leaving us and not even eating Chicago style pizza while he's here.
What's he eating? Freaking Domino's?
He was eating, it was looked like
Holy
something
shit.
Like that. Yeah. What were you eating? Because I'm hungry right now.
It was pizza.
What kind of pizza?
Chicago pizza. I'm in Chicago.
No.
It wasn't deep dish Chicago pizza.
It was deep.
It was DiGiorno? Is that what you just said?
No, I got it from Domino's, this local.
still Chicago pizza.
But no, Dillashaw, you know, he moved to California, working with
Colorado.
Same thing. I'm tired, man. It was a long fucking weekend. Moved to Colorado, working with what's his face?
Yeah.
Ludwig.
Ben.
And
what is he at the doxy again?
Yeah, I know. I got to get on the doxy. I've got this this brain plaque is kicking my ass. He's at the Muscle Farm training center. A couple good guys out of there. Matt Brown.
Yeah.
He changed the name?
What's that?
You fought Ludwig, right?
Yes.
What'd you say?
Yes, I fought Ludwig.
Dropped him with a big left hand.
Right hand.
Dropped
him with
Ludwig
a hook.
Is it Ludwig Muay Thai out of
maybe you should be a world famous striking coach?
Maybe elevation.
I don't know what it is.
We've got two different conversations going on the podcast.
Well, you said what was the name of his Ludwig's?
No, not what the name of Ludwig's is. Oh. Ludwig's is Bang Muay Thai.
Yeah.
He also trains at the Muscle Farm Training Center, which is the one that pays him like 50 grand a year or something like that, 60 grand a year to train at their facility. Yeah. So, yeah, there's that.
It's behind, huh?
What's that? Yeah,
it's always behind.
You're not supposed to talk about the stuff that's going on.
Come on, Dad.
Come on. Focus. Focus. Celebration now. Celebration now.
Something came up.
Yeah. Mike Pagano says that Pat should be ashamed of himself.
As he should.
For not eating Chicago-style pizza. You see, that's how a tech guy does it, is he gets a comment and he reads it immediately.
I know.
And not giggles to himself. Unfortunately, is Pat even there with us anymore? Because his video.
I'm here.
Yeah, you're all.
Can you hear?
I can hear you, but I can't see you, and that makes me uncomfortable.
That's because he's just hiding behind the desk.
Sure. Yeah. I'm eating more of this deep dish Chicago style pizza.
Yeah, yeah. Italian beef sandwich too.
Yeah.
That is pretty shameful, Patrick.
It is.
You're eating Domino's pizza.
You know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna like that comment from Mike Pagano.
Yeah.
Like.
I wouldn't like it. From Mike Pagano.
He was back.
No, that was the late dummy. Kim versus Safardine.
I don't know.
That's another good. That's a good fight.
Really good fight.
Yeah, that's a good fight. Stun gun.
They're welterweights, right?
Yes. Safardine has.
Safardine's a monster.
He is, yeah.
Yeah.
That should be a good fight. I'm excited about that one. It's another pick 'em.
Yeah.
Kim's going to beat.
Think so?
Yeah.
He's going to out-grapple him?
Yeah.
I would like to see Safardine.
Leg kick him?
Chop the legs. Yeah.
Just keep
makes
kicking
him. Makes my pants tight.
What makes your pants tight? I'm just
leg kicks. Leg kicks.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, he's
a guy. Oh,
oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Leg kicks.
I thought we were going in a direction,
but not yet. Not yet. I've only got my first beer down.
Oh, you need another one.
I do need another one. Yep. I gotta sit there and say celebration now. Celebration. And the last fight on the main card, Smolka Borg. Smolka has impressed me in the past. Yeah. He has. I know.
Here's what he can't be impressive.
Yeah. He's impressed me with his performances. That's okay. I'm allowed to say it.
Yeah.
Just because he lost last one. Yeah. Those guys are 25 pounders, I believe, right?
Yeah.
I'm
going to
click that in a second.
They're 25 pounders.
Yeah. Now, they don't impress me as
so
much
as Dan's left leg.
As Sean Centella.
Sean Centella. No, sir.
Sign the man. Oh, here I am burping into the microphone. The Taz Mexican Devil. I like that nickname, though. And The Last Samurai. I really should have come up with a
better name.
A nickname.
For who, you?
Yeah.
You got one. Run with it.
The Jersey Devil.
Joe named you.
Joe named me.
Yeah.
I want to see if what's his face? Buffer would announce that. I don't think he would.
Yeah, I don't think he will.
Either. I don't think the Buff would announce Jim fucking Miller.
Yeah.
Why not?
It would be pretty awesome.
They bleep
him. 'Cause he actually told me on the bus after the last fight. He's like, we're talking about like Connor, and he's like, I don't like how he says fuck so much. He's like, my son watches this stuff, you know, and he's like a teenager.
Yeah.
Ooh, like his son doesn't say it all the time also.
Hey, how do you know?
Yeah. Don't talk about
his
kid like that.
Yeah. So
you guys say it all the time.
Maybe he raised his son right.
Yeah.
Not like
maybe
two
he,
douchebags
maybe
like
he
you.
Didn't. Maybe he didn't.
I got grandchildren to say
back.
It all the
yeah.
time.
Well, not fuck, but douche.
Yeah.
And bitch.
Shoot.
Somebody's
like
playing. Somebody's playing laser fights in the back. Yeah, this is our view of
well,
Pat
you're gonna
right
have
now,
to tell
so.
Him to do it next
boom.
Fight. He has
all
to
black.
Do it because Joe Silva. That's Joe Silva's
yeah,
last request.
Nope.
Leaving the UFC.
Was it his last request?
Well, just tell him that.
How about a couple million dollar bonus? Yeah. No,
Joe
no.
will back you up on it.
Yeah.
Joe. Okay.
He would. Mm. I think Joe would laugh his ass off if he got Bruce to say that.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either.
How do
you
it.
Don't know
how
the
many,
relationship.
You won't know unless
I
you
think
try it.
From all the conversations that I've had with Joe Silva,
and Bruce Weller.
All the media that Joe Silva's done, that I get to understand his personality.
Yeah.
I think that Joe would do this. Have you even seen Joe?
Yes. I saw him a few times.
He commented on
how well I raised my sons. And I said, you don't know them assholes very
well. Yeah. Well, he doesn't.
It's like Cole Miller, Cole and Michael Miller.
Yeah. Yeah. They're really nice guys. Yeah, and then the Hendricks Magny fight, man. If the way that they've been fighting, you know, I'd have to go with Magny.
Yeah, same here. I think Magny can pull that one off. Hendricks, he just hasn't looked the same.
No.
You know, he's a great fighter and everything, but he just hasn't looked the same.
Another one if he makes weight.
Hendricks?
Yeah. He missed his last fight, too.
Yeah. It's all that venison.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know what that's like because
no.
I never shoot a deer.
Yeah.
We know that.
Yeah. I have shot twice as many as you, though.
you're such a freaking yeah.
Since
we
start no, since we started hunting,
since oh
in
okay.
the last
so okay,
let's
so
say
all
let's
the deer
say
I
like
shot,
the last like 16, 18 years, something like that.
You haven't been hunting 16 or 18 years, clown.
Clown.
What are you talking about?
You've been hunting 16, 18 years.
I got my first deer. I was 16 years old, 15, 16 years old. I wasn't driving yet.
So.
Sure you were.
No, I wasn't.
No.
No, he wasn't. Because no. I carried it out. This is the one you sleep in. He woke up.
Yeah.
And it was
sleeping.
Sound asleep, and he wakes up with a doe licking his face. Cause
boom!
No, she wasn't licking my face.
Oh, look, I shot a deer.
She wasn't licking
no,
my
we,
face. I reached out and touched her with some buckshot.
Yeah. He did. And then we carried it out. It was behind the house as we were working.
Yeah.
Yeah, he definitely wasn't driving.
Was I driving? Maybe I was 17.
No, you weren't driving. Because we were driving the...
I don't know.
Yeah, no. I'm pretty sure you weren't.
But we had been hunting and freezing our ass off for a couple of years before that.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. So I'm 33 years old. So if I shot it when I was 17, that is 16 years.
Okay.
So I have shot 6 times more deer than you in that time.
What?
That's a lot more.
That is a lot more, Pat.
How was 6 times as many? How many did you shoot in the past in 16 years?
Like 16 deer, something like that.
You shot 16 deer?
No, like 12.
How many deer have you shot?
2.
Hold on. Here, we got, okay, you shot, and 3 of them you couldn't find. So that doesn't count.
No, that's not true. No. Yes, I unfortunately have had bullets come apart in fucking deer, and I've had some failed recoveries, and that pisses me off. Yes. But...
Okay, well, I got in 5, so you shot 12.
You have not gotten 5. You have not gotten 5.
Last night he jumped, he got 3.
No.
And that
because there's no way in hell that you've gotten 5 because I've got them all.
You haven't got them all.
Except for the one. Except for one.
You didn't got them all.
Yeah, that's not true.
Michael gutted 2 of them. He gutted the 6-pointer and the 4-pointer.
No.
Yeah.
What 4-pointer?
4-pointer. I shot the 4-pointer with a muzzle loader.
Yeah. Okay, maybe you got 3 deer. All right, so 4 times as many.
But Michael gutted 2 and you've gutted 1?
No.
And you said you've gutted all of them? How many bear have
5.
You shot?
1.
How many bear have you shot?
Shut the fuck up.
Oh, okay. And seeing we're not allowed to count the 30 I shot. 30. When I was hunting before you guys.
No, because you didn't bring us hunting. You're a douche.
Yeah. You never hunted. You barely ever hunted.
What do you mean I barely ever hunted?
Okay, when you were a kid, but when you were... Yeah.
I do remember him hacking a deer up with a chainsaw.
Well, yeah. That was a learning experience.
How you went hunting and we were old enough to...
I got screamed at by my wife. I was hacking a deer up, and Karen was what, 4?
I have no idea.
Sitting
yeah,
out,
she was pretty young.
Yeah, you guys were all sitting on the step.
No,
watching
you weren't.
Me.
You weren't hacking it up. I mean, you
I
were
wasn't hacking
it up.
I was cutting it down the spine.
You were butchering it because we had a
wrestling
match to go
to. So I had to go fast.
Yes. So you were going fast. So you used power tools. There's nothing wrong with that.
No.
There's nothing
your
wrong
mother thought that was something wrong with it. I had a 4-year-old, a 6-year-old, an 8-year-old, and a 10-year-old.
Butchers use power saws to,
watch
use a spine saw.
A
That's how they cut up cattle.
What saw did he use?
He used a chainsaw to cut up a deer.
Miller did a lot of chainsaw.
Yeah.
That's like the Miller duct tape is the chainsaw.
Yeah. It's a go-to tool.
It needs to come apart.
Yeah. If the brakes aren't going well, get me a chainsaw. Hey, we got a plum. Where's the chainsaw at?
Yeah. Chainsaw and a hammer.
Next time you get a splinter, I'll get out the chainsaw pad.
Yeah. You don't want to use his chainsaw because he sharpens it just like he does his knives, Pat.
It'll be like a friction burn.
Yeah. Like sandpaper. Sticking
the
your
worst
finger
Indian burn in your life.
Oh, okay.
I don't know how we got onto chainsaws and deer from Johnny Hendrix, but.
You said he ate too much medicine.
Well, yeah.
Medicine
that was,
we
I guess
got it to
high creep.
And you wouldn't know that because you
creep.
Shot no deer.
Yeah. End of the year card.
Thanks, Pat.
What the hell was that? I wish I could see him because we went black. We had a blackout.
Yeah. I can still see you.
You can still see me? Yeah.
Yep.
You see that, Pat?
Whoa, I finished sitting on my lap. Come on, Uncle Jim.
Yeah, it kind of, I don't know, there's something about that card, fighting on it, that I enjoy.
What card?
The end of the year card.
Oh.
I fought on a couple of them. When I fought Ludwig, that was like January, that was early January, that was like January
So let's see.
Third or eighth, something like that?
January 8th would be the
third.
End of the year card. That would be the beginning of the year card.
Well, same shit.
It's the same shit.
Yeah, it just it ends
January
up.
8th is the end of the year.
It wasn't the 8th. It was the 3rd because we were there on
okay, well,
New
that's
Year's.
Still not the end of the year.
It was like 3rd or 4th.
Yeah.
All right, fine. Beginning of the year card. The whatever.
After the holidays.
The New Year's
yeah,
card.
Yeah, we'll call it New Year's card.
It's
got to be so fucking technical.
Yeah, seriously. You douche. Like, this is why. This is why I swear at him all the time. It's this shit.
Come on, people. Type
there,
in
he's
and
back.
Correct him.
Pat, oh, and he's gone.
And he's gone.
Hold
Pat,
on.
Pat was there, and then he's gone. I was just gonna zoom you right in. Your voice is breaking up a little bit, but there we go.
I got your video back.
Yeah.
You're
up.
Video on my...
No, you're good.
Nice.
You and the Finn.
Me and the Finn.
So, what else have you gotten the opportunity? Oh, he's out.
No, I'm back.
He's back.
Now he's back. I'm not going to go to you again because you just went out again. So what if you stop interrupting me.
I'm sorry.
What have you gotten the opportunity to eat while you're out in Chicago besides Domino's Pizza? Or Pizza Hut?
In addition to the Domino's, we went out today and I got a cheeseburger with an egg on it, avocado, and the Chicago Ghost Fire Sauce, which I was not prepared for. It was hot. And as you guys know, I don't do great with hot stuff, and I was sweating pretty hard, and I'm terrified of going number two later.
You're still, son of a bitch, you're still up that thing. The video was lagging behind your voice, and I was like, good thing he's not up on the switcher.
But he's on.
He was on.
Yeah. Yeah, when we had
Christmas
dinner, that was just, we had some roast for Christmas dinner. But we have not eaten out too much.
Yeah.
Yet. I'll start photographing my deep dish pizza for you and Mike Pagano.
You should, yeah. Let's see if Pagano has anything to say. We're going to go back to our comments section here. And Muay Thai coach at Miller Brothers MMA, Amr, says that Magny is a beast.
As he is.
I agree.
I'm picking Magny now.
Yeah. Picking Magny now?
Yep.
You would. Bandwagon.
Sold on Amr.
You know? You're all like, oh, Amr, what happened to your leg?
Yeah.
Jim's such a douchebag. Why would he do that?
You are a douchebag.
I am a douchebag.
All of those are facts.
He tells me to kick hard. He says, kick
I was
harder.
About my Muay Thai coach, and he didn't seem to mind, though.
No,
because
he doesn't even flinch.
No.
He doesn't even flinch.
I'm not sure he can actually feel his legs. Close the door behind me.
So yes, you definitely need to take more pictures of your food. So for Friday,
really take it.
What the hell? Hold on a second. Hold that back up.
Hey,
hold that back. What the hell was that?
I know it's bad.
Here we are. We're drinking real good,
it was good
beer.
It was a secret between you and I.
Uh-huh. Not anymore. Not anymore.
No. You take what you can get.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm like a thirsty horse in the desert.
So in less than 2 weeks now, we have the Lights Out Shootout.
Yeah, when do I get to practice?
You don't get to practice.
I have to.
No, you don't.
Practice.
Yes. Is the ball gag
guy? Else is practicing.
Hey, the ball gag guy has to get a friggin' practice in.
No, he doesn't.
Bullshit.
He's like, let me take that home.
Okay, then you guys got to friggin'.
Don't disassemble it yet, Jim. Don't disassemble it yet.
I need to practice with it.
I need to practice with the ball, the O-ring gag.
Yes, I do. Okay, well, then you're going to have to strap your thing onto your peckers and shoot like that.
What?
So.
Why do you have to be so fucking weird?
Well, because how is it? You get to use your hands, and I can't, and I don't get to.
You can't use your arm anyway.
You can't use your arm anyway. Just relax. All you're doing is holding your head straight up and pushing away. Now, granted, it's going to be funny.
Yeah.
But fine, fine. I'll let you practice, but you have to shoot my compound with it.
No, we're not shooting your compound with it.
Don't be sissy.
What gun? What are you? You're not using your compound in here.
No, we're not. We're getting a archery, an arrow shield, whatever the heck they call them. Basically, just a big tarp.
Yeah.
One of those getting
little. What bow are you using?
Yeah. We're using actually the grand. Well, I think it's one of the grand prizes.
Yeah.
Of the event. Is a, I don't know what brand it is, Recurve.
I think it's PSE.
PSE, yeah.
Yeah, I'll double check.
Yeah, you check for us, Patrick. We're going to use that for the competition.
Uh-huh.
So it's probably going to have ball gag sweat all over it. And, yeah, somebody's going to be elated to win that.
Yeah.
So
yeah, it's a PSE takedown recurve that we're going to use.
Okay. Hopefully it's not too heavy.
And for the record, I'm okay if the old man wants to practice, but it's got to be an assless chaps. It's got to match.
There is no such thing as assed chaps. Ass chaps are pants.
Yeah.
So then that should be easy to get done.
It should just say, you should just say chaps.
You should say chaps.
Not assless chaps, well, because chaps don't have ass.
It's a double negative.
I wanted our viewers at home to really get what I was putting out there as the mental picture.
It is, you can't, no. You're going by the dodgeball standard that says assless chaps in it, and that's actually kind of a pet peeve of mine. Because I like chaps.
No.
And so do you like it?
And so does Dad.
Chaps on women, yes. Quick and the Dead, best movie ever.
Sharon Stone and her.
Sharon Stone and Chaps.
Chaps.
Just a chap shot.
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy. Yeah, so go to anwnaturelabs.com. And sign up for the Lights Out Shootout. The four of us that are on the podcast and Stan and Greg from A&W Nature Labs will be having a shootout. We're going to draw out of a hat, and we're going to be shooting for one of the prize winners. And depending on the rankings of, you know, where everybody lays at, that's how we're going to give out the prizes. So,
and the website, Jim, it's awnaturelabs, yes, with an s.com.
awnaturelabs. Good.
.com. Great job.
I'm surprised you were on because you didn't know that you were an hour behind. I had to break it down for you. So yes, go to awnaturelabs.com and sign up. And also what you can do is if you don't get picked, if you're not selected, be represented by one of the shooters, you can still go on there and you can pick who you think is going to win. This guy. And when I do win and after you picked me.
If I was, I would pick Greg.
Probably. Yeah. So would I. But he just gets deer in front of him. It doesn't mean that he's a better shot than any of us. Well, better shot than me.
Yeah.
But you can pick the winner or who you think is going to win, and then you're going to get a percentage off at the Miller Brothers MMA store, online store. And we've got sweet shirts in stock now. We've got our beer mugs and coffee mugs.
I can attest to those sweatshirts being pretty awesome. That was a Christmas gift. It's pretty cold in Chicago, and people are pumped about it.
They are pumped about it. They're pretty
loved
sweet.
It.
They're pretty sweet.
They like your pocket, everything.
Yeah, we're also working on a T-shirt series. So I gotta get in touch with our graphic designer. And we're going to have some pretty sweet T-shirts coming out. Miller Brothers MMA / front / store, whatever the heck it would be. I'm not very good at the tech stuff, if you've noticed. So, I'm still the OG behind this board, though.
OG.
And that's original gangster, Dad.
No.
How many times have you switched the camera angle?
I'm switching it constantly. You're on right now.
Why are you shaking the table so much?
Because I'm switching.
Constantly.
Why else would I be shaking the table? Because I'm switching.
I thought maybe you were rubbing one out underneath the table there.
Whoa.
Whoa, giraffe.
Holy shit.
That's what it looks like.
Yeah, that's what it looks like.
I can't see your hands.
Clearly,
a lot of shaking.
You would see my hands if I was doing that. See a lot more
sense.
Anyway. my daughter. So we've got this theory, and I'm not really going to get into it with our kids. And I think that it's that we are so close as siblings and friends that our children begin to represent, like, traits of Pat is E.T. phoning home on the camera.
No.
Bump of tips. and our kids seem to have traits of, like, other people. And my daughter yesterday on Christmas Day was driving the quad for the first time. And she crashed that shit. Not too bad. She just ran into the deck with me on there. I was supposed to be like helping her and guiding her, but I was like, hey, have at it, you know. And she just like scratched the shit out of the plastics a little bit, but whatever. I told her that, listen, Uncle Dan is going to crash the shit out of this. It's only 50. And it only goes like 8 miles an hour, 10 miles an hour right now.
It's doesn't like matter.
He's gonna crash it.
Doesn't matter.
That's what he does.
I crashed Pat's. How big was that little yellow dirt bike?
That was a 50, and the best part of that crash was you had your daughter
I had a daughter on my lap, and I crashed. It had training wheels too.
And it did have training wheels.
I crashed that pretty hard. Luckily, I was able to keep her on top of me, cushion her fall. But we have experience crashing.
How the fuck does somebody crash a little fucking dirt bike with training wheels on it?
Because you're going hard. You can still
go
hard.
I think the training wheel is the reason he crashed.
Yeah.
You can't lean it.
Stop. Yeah. No, Pat, you can't. There's no reason.
Yes, there is a reason.
He's Dan Miller. That's the reason. Dan Miller crashed.
I crashed.
And he does. That's what he does well.
Fantastic.
do what no man else can do. Crash something. Crash something. The training was. Oh, we got a bunch of comments now. I don't even know what Amr was talking about.
Yeah.
Something about a henna tattoo.
And it's maybe that purple mark you left on his leg.
Yeah, okay. All right. Boom. Look at that.
I got you, Jim.
and Pagano says that your pizza's un-American. And I don't agree with that. I don't agree with that comment, Mike.
Domino's isn't un-American.
No. It doesn't matter what.
Pagano is a veteran, so I think he gets to decide what's un-American.
Yeah.
Really?
Only to a degree. You can't. Pizza pretty much is American.
And it's for filthy Italians.
You. Okay, is that a. We went over this last time. Giraffe.
But the.
One of my best friends is an Italian.
Yeah, you can only say it if you're Italian, not if your best friend is Italian.
Oh, stop it. But what we eat is not it's not Italian. Like the pizza that we eat, it's not part of Italian cuisine. So you know what? They don't have stuffed crust, do they?
No, they wouldn't. They wouldn't disgrace a pizza by making it stuffed crust.
You know what?
Pizza Hut is.
They
like
wouldn't
the
really
good
do
on
that.
Their menu. And nothing's good on their menu.
Yeah. So now I really want pizza. I had to stop today, and I was like, I had to run out to the store to run some errands, and I'm like, I'm gonna hit Wendy's. Like I know, I'm not supposed to. So I had to stop and get a sandwich so that I wouldn't eat Wendy's because the bacon sriracha fries are calling my name. Like, they're really hard to drive and eat with.
Yeah.
But doesn't stop me. Does not stop me. They're delicious. If Wendy's wants to sponsor the podcast.
Yeah, that would be great.
I'd like an order of bacon sriracha fries right now.
Yeah.
You were just eating pizza. Fucking
I
bastard.
Like those fries, though. They're really good.
They are really good. I don't know what's in them.
Bacon.
Sriracha. Sriracha sauce and bacon. So, yeah. I don't know. We've got, what, how many days left of pheasant season?
One.
One day that they're stocking left?
Yes.
That's it?
Thursday, and I won't be here.
They're not stocking tomorrow?
Nope.
Why not?
Tomorrow? Nope. They're not stocking Tuesday.
That's bullshit.
Nope. There's probably leftovers.
I'm still going to go there, and I'm still going to hunt something. Yeah. And Dexter will find it.
There's leftovers.
Because he's the best pointer ever.
Well, now he's moved up.
He's right,
you're
yeah.
So he could be the best pointer ever now.
Why? He always was.
No.
He always was.
No.
Let's get something straight here.
No, he was
not. Not even close.
Maybe not pound for pound, but that's like.
What do you mean pound for pound?
Like, I mean, pound for pound, Demetrius Johnson is better than John Jones, but John Jones still beats Demetrius Johnson. Dexter might outweigh Hank by like 65 pounds, but he's still a pointer, and he's still better than him. Finds more birds. It's got a bigger nose.
No.
So there's this. The people at home need to understand the way this works, and it's that
this works is he's his grandfather's grandson.
No.
So he has the best fucking dog
no.
ever.
Yeah.
And every story gets
pretty
exaggerated.
Much, pretty much. Listen, I can't help it.
It's genetics.
You know, Dexter came from some decent bloodlines, and he surpassed what he was
surpassed
given.
Surpassed his dad.
He was surpassed.
I'll give him.
He
surpassed his mother, but that's only because we ruined it.
I didn't ruin her. You ruined her.
You're the one who made her chase the pheasant when it started running. Get it. She was pointing, and you were like,
about?
get it. So
I don't know what you're talking
after
about.
After that, she.
When the hell was that?
A long time ago.
A long time ago. She was pointing well.
Yeah.
Whatever. You guys are crazy.
Yeah.
So then she just, but she actually, because she's too smart, that's why she's no good, is because she knows they're going to run, so she bolts right away.
Because she knows that Dexter's going to find
she
them.
Points.
And then Dexter
she points
will be on point.
After she found them?
She points no. Woodcock so very well.
You just said that she bolts because she knows Dexter's going to find them. What? Dexter just follows his mom to find the birds.
She follows him, and busts his point all the time.
So it's like, oh, mommy goes out, finds
no,
the birds, and
that
Dexter
is bullshit,
gets credit.
Cause you know it. You've been standing there.
I've been standing there. I've been actually trying to whack her with the collar to get her to stop. She does bust in on him pointing.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give her that.
She's you that's know, what she's done.
Does,
she's
she busted does
in on
that.
Hank. She busted. She
would bust in on everybody.
Yeah.
She's a little bitch.
It's her bird.
It's not a nice word.
That's what she is. She's a bitch.
Anybody out there that has bird dogs is the same way, though.
What?
And I know that for a fact.
That dog is the best.
That dog is the best.
But by far, Yogi was the best mouse hunter there was.
That's true.
Yes, that's true.
He would hunt up more
mice. No other pointer has gone out on a pheasant hunt and pulled out mice.
Eight or nine mice.
And retrieved them consistently.
Yeah.
And you should see him when Dan blasts a mouse with a friggin' 20 gauge.
Right. That motherfucker's going down.
Yeah. Number sixes.
Just a bunch of fur.
And he'd find them, bring them back.
Yeah, so that's all we have for today on the Hands-On Podcast. Thank you for tuning in. We'll see you guys again next time. And have a good one.
Bye, Pat.
See you guys.
See you later.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.